I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hiya, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, spring is heating up with events starting this weekend, and part of the reason is local participation in the statewide Art Week celebration.
Well, there's going to be more than 100 events held around the Cape and Islands from Thursday through May 5th as part of what's the second annual statewide Art Week. That celebration was started by the Boston-based Highland Street Foundation, and the idea was to spotlight the creative economy by offering some hands-on or interactive creative experiences or some behind-the-scenes access to arts and culture. On the Cape, most of the main local arts organizations are participating, so keep an eye out for all kinds of activities. But some examples for this weekend include the Cahoon Museum of American Art in Kootuat, which is holding a free open house from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. And then at Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater, they're holding a staged reading at 2 p.m. Sunday of Patrick Riviere's play, The House of Nunzio, with a post-show talkback.
Heritage Museums and Gardens is opening for the season Saturday, and while it celebrates art, it's also got another kind of party going on.
This is the 50th anniversary year for Heritage. On Saturday, the season starts with a spring fling party, and they've got special activities, live music, food trucks, and craft beer, and visitors are going to get their first look at some of the exhibits set up to mark the golden anniversary. A main one for that is called 50 for 50, 50 Years, 50 Favorites, which is both exhibit and scavenger hunt. Heritage got experts and supporters to pick 50 items that have some significance over their long history. And so some of those are antique cars, which also have their own exhibit, an animal from the historic carousel that's there, some plants from Heritage's renowned gardens, and some miniature soldiers.
The Martha's Vineyard Film Society is holding what has become one of its main film festivals this weekend, and this version is even bigger than in the past.
This is the third annual Spectrum Film Festival, and that highlights LGBTQ stories, people, and issues. And this year, there's 18 events in four venues, and it runs from Thursday through Sunday. The festival's going to screen 15 feature films, and some have guest producers and directors on hand, or some are introduced by guests in recorded video messages, including U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg. The festival this year is partnering with other island organizations, too. So beyond the movies, there's going to be a play reading at Martha's Vineyard Playhouse, a book discussion with the libraries, an art contest for middle and high school students, plus an open house for parents and teens at Alex's Place Teen Center at the YMCA.
Nantucket is combining Art Week with its longest-running spring festival.
This is Daffodil Weekend on Nantucket, but officials are tying in arts events with Art Week at the same time to add even more things to do on the island. It's the Daffodil Festival's 45th year, and that's going to include art shows, tours, exhibitions, and lectures. There's going to be parades, including the antique car parade and a children's parade with decorated bikes, strollers, and wagons. There'll be picnics, including the Sconset Tailgate Picnic and a family picnic at Children's Beach, and a window decorating contest. Festival goers often dress up in yellow and flower-inspired costumes, and so there's a Daffy Hat contest. Then the Nantucket Daffodil Flower Show is going to be held from 2 to 5 on Saturday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday at Bartlett's Ocean View Farm.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.